Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 4th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How are you doing, Andy?
Very well, thanks, G-Man. Yourself?
Excellent. Excellent.
Good stuff. And joining myself and Gordon this week, Trample Bet co-host, Mr. Jerome Else. How are you, Jerome?
I work today, so I'm ready.
Good stuff. Yeah, you are at work just now, so we have a small break window in which to do this week's podcast. So we're just going to rattle through it, guys. This might be one of the quickest that we've done in a long, long time. But first, as always, we shall recap what happened last week. Very important to do because we had a very good week last week. And we'll start off with my banker, which was in the Danish Superliga, Copenhagen versus Aalborg. The Danish Superliga just getting back into the swing of things after an incredible break since before the World Cup. So they've been off for a few months. But we're a couple of games back now. Tipped up Copenhagen to beat Aalborg at home, which they duly did. A really nice price of 4-9. They only won the game 1-0, but they absolutely battered them. The difference in XG was 3.8 to 0.7, which obviously is a stat based upon how likely it is they would score goals. Banker in, job done.
On to me, Bournemouth versus Man City. I take in Man City. They obviously won this game. Nothing, there was no doubt of that. They were fucking 3-0 up at halftime. 4-11, they went off at. They only conceded. They won the game 4-1. They only conceded in the 83rd minute. So there was no sweat on this. So Jerome, how did your banker go?
Yeah, PSG did their half of the job, but Marseille, they scored but got a goal disallowed. Eric Bailly handballed it in somewhere in the move, and yeah, that one didn't come off so well.
Yeah, that was a both teams to score effort between PSG and Marseille. And it looked like it was in the 20-odd minute when I got that Marseille goal alert to say they'd scored an equaliser. But as you say, chopped off and then they never managed to get that goal. So unlucky, Jerome. No banker for you, but Gordon and I with our bankers in and things certainly, improved even more in the value picks. I did something a little risky, not in terms of the game, but just in terms of taking a 5:30 p.m. kickoff on a Friday. But Karlsruhe versus Regensburg, the home win for Karlsruhe was 3-4. Got a goal in the 25th minute, just saw the game out. So a decent pick there in the German Bundesliga Zwei.
I also did an easy one come in for me. This was Elche versus Betis. Elche, I backed Betis. Elche were up within 9 minutes. We're up 2-0. For all the world, this game looked like it was going to go the other way around. Betis got it back. Elche got a man sent off in the second half. Betis got it back to 2-2. Missed a penalty. They then got... Elche got another man sent off, conceded another penalty, and that was enough for Betis to win the game 3-2. So, that one came in.
Am I right in saying...
Yes.
So this was also... So my game was Friday afternoon, essentially. Yours was Friday evening.
Yep.
Am I right in saying that Elche ended this game with 8 men?
Yes, they did. They got another man sent off after the penalty as well in some kind of protest thing.
Yeah, they got 2 penalties in injury time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed
the first one. Mental. Got the second one. What a roller coaster. But that's 2 values in on Friday, which led us on to you, Jerome.
Way at Hoffenheim, who won 1-0 in the most non-1-0 game you'll ever see. There's about 40 shots in that whole game. They managed to hold on 1-0.
Wonderful. So all 3 value picks coming in and landing us a value treble at odds of greater than 5-1. So really good work there, lads. Getting 5 of the 6 bankers and values and all 3 of the values, pretty damn good work. On to the outsiders. The outsiders, well, this year certainly has been sort of our most profitable area. I felt a bit not hard done by, but I was very close with my outsider. It didn't come in. I tipped up a Motherwell win away at Kilmarnock because they were pushing 2-1 here. The game actually ended 1-1, and Motherwell's winning run came to an end. They bested Killie in all categories: XG, possession, goal attempts, shots on target. Motherwell had the best of it all. But crucially, where it counted, goals, the game ended 1-1. So close to my outsider, but no cigar this week.
Another close but no cigar for me. I've been doing really well with my outsiders of recent, predicting draws in games that were ending 0-0. And I looked like I was going to squeeze another one in. This was Lecce versus Sassuolo. It was 1-0 to Sassuolo this game. Again, the stats for each teams were Lecce had way more goal attempts. 16 goal attempts. How many on goal? None. Goal attempts by Sassuolo were 7, 3 shots and goals. It was not a game that was that contained much quality in there. But yeah, couldn't get the draw there. Sassuolo winning that game 2-1 away from home. So yeah, no outsider for me. So Jerome, there was no pressure for you. How did your outsider go?
Well, thankfully, because Middlesbrough just didn't get going. They huffed and puffed, but nothing really happened in the game. They lost 2-0 convincingly to stop their like great recent form, but didn't get going for Middlesbrough. But my personal motto is go hard or go home on the outsiders, which we should do, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm lucky. And today, this week, I've got an even bigger one. So
nice.
And you've got form from earlier in the season of hitting the really big priced outsiders. So I'm quite excited to see what that'll be in the second half of the show. On to the charity treble. We were looking to hit our first one of the year and give some money over to charity. I kicked things off early on Saturday morning now that the Japanese J-League has resumed and predicted a win for Yokohama F Marinos against the Urawa Red Diamonds at odds of 8-11. This came in, you even got an early payout on it when Yokohama eventually went 2-0 up, albeit in the 89th minute. It took them that long to get their second goal after taking the lead in the 18th minute. But all in all, a relatively easy game for the Yokohama F Marinos, who have now started the 2023 J-League campaign with 2 wins out of 2. So my charity leg in.
Yeah, led on to mine. Easy one for me. Keep backing against Brescia until they eventually turn it around. This was not the week they turned it around. Great news for us there. This was Bari away at Brescia. You may recall last week we were talking about the fact that Bari had beaten them 6-2 in the reverse fixture. Couldn't quite squeak a 6-2. They just won it 2-0 this time. So good result in there for Bari. They scored their second goal and got that early payout in the 93rd minute.
Two early payouts there. One in the 90th minute, one in the 93rd. That's what we're all about.
They rolled in, which led us on to Jerome. And Jerome, how did your Bari, your charity pick? Not Barity. Barity's the team I'm backing against.
First half. first half, they just comfortably 1-0. The other team, Twente, didn't have a shot on target. First thing they do in the second half, pressure, equalised. So I'm sweating myself knowing the pressure's on. And then PSV, they just scored 2. And then the third, 3-1. Nice, comfortable win at home.
And an early payout as well when they took that 2-goal lead and went 3-1 up. So three winning picks, 3 early payouts. The charity treble turned a tenner into £65. And Gordo, where did that £65 go?
That went to Glencoe Mountain Rescue. You might have seen them on the news quite a bit recently with one of the walkers from Yorkshire that they unfortunately found later on. But they do a great job up there. And yeah, it just seemed like a poignant charity to hand it out to. So that the first of the year has went to Glencoe Mountain Rescue. So
brilliant. Nice little story there. Nice week for the podcast. 8 out of 12 picks coming in. To value treble hit, charity treble hit, some money going to charity. So well done, Jerome. Well done, Gordo. I think a round of applause for us on a very successful week, which we will look to build on and, dare I say, do even better than. I was going to say replicate, but, you know, let's do even better than that after the short ad break. So if you're listening to us on the Sports Social Podcast Network or any of the normal podcast channels, be that Amazon Music or Google Podcasts or iTunes, you'll get a short advert now. But if you're watching us on Patreon, you'll obviously be seeing the video podcast, and we'll be going to the middle section where we have picks that didn't quite make the show, but we still really like for the weekend ahead. And after relatively quiet middle sections for me, I have loads of middle section picks this week, purely because the leagues that I really like betting on, the Danish Superliga and the Japanese J-League, are back after they basically stopped since last October. So if you want to join us for that, you can sign up. Go to patreon.com/trampledbet or go to the Patreon app on your phone and sign up there. It's about £6 a month. Really helps the show out. Helps us going as a going concern. You get the middle section. You get the early release video podcast. You get all the picks written down in a handy cheat sheet format, so you don't need to remember which of the picks from the show that you particularly liked or want to include in your weekend's betting activities. And you also get the extra content shows. So we do quite a lot around the Cheltenham Festival. Dave Greenfield will be back for that. Last year, there were shows every day, cheat sheets every day, only for Patreon members. So if you'd ever thought about becoming a Patreon, March is certainly the month to do it, and we'd love to see you there. So we'll see you after this short break.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, March 4th, 2023. As always, a banker pick from each of us, a value pick from each of us, an outsider pick from each of us, and then we'll try and second charity of the year with one pick from each of us. We'll combine into a treble, £10 of our own money on that. It'll be me backing it this week, after a successful one from Gordon last week, and any winnings will go to a charity of our choosing to be announced on next week's show. So I will kick us off with the banker bets, something that we think pretty much is a stick on to come in. Mine is Saturday at 5:30 p.m. in the top flight of German football. So the German Bundesliga for Stuttgart versus Bayern Munich, and the away win for Bayern is 2-5. Bayern returned to the top of the Bundesliga table with a comprehensive 3-0 win against top-of-the-table rivals Union Berlin last weekend. It was a match they absolutely dominated. 65% possession, 19 goal attempts to Union's 4, 10 shots on target to Union's 1. They absolutely destroyed them in a game that really should have been a lot closer. They've now taken 46 points from 22 matches this season. Now, okay, that was a home game for Bayern, but they were playing against a team of Union standard, and Stuttgart are nowhere near that standard. They're 15th in this 18-team league, 3 points above bottom spot, and they're joint on 19 points with 16th and 17th place. So while they're in 15th, they're right down there in the mire at the bottom of the table. The match last week was a miserable 2-1 loss at bottom of the league, Schalke. They were 2-0 down in that game inside the first half, and Schalke were a side that hadn't scored a single goal in any of their previous four matches. So Stuttgart are not good, and they're not in good form. Form-wise, Bayern, 10 points from their last five games. Stuttgart, they've only managed 3. The two times the teams met in 2022, and this is maybe why the price is a little higher than you'd expect for Bayern, both ended in a 2-2 draw. So I say perhaps that's why the price is a bit higher here than you would have expected. But the gulf in form, quality, and league position between the clubs, this should be a stick-on win for Bayern Munich at 2-5.
Okie dokie. Talking of titans and at the height of European football at the moment, I will take you to Saturday morning in El Clasico. This was Man City versus Newcastle. I just fancy a City win in this game. They've played 13 times since 2009. City have lost one of them and they've won 12. Newcastle had been doing really well in the Premier League and they are fifth just now. But current form sees them taking 6 points from 5 games. This is an away record over the last five. 2-0 loss to Man United, a draw with Bournemouth. They beat Southampton, the worst team in the league, 1-0. Drew with Crystal Palace and lost 2-1 to Sheffield Wednesday in the Cup, which Jerome predicted. So, Man City at home, here's the last five games. They beat Villa, they beat Arsenal, they beat Wolves, they beat Tottenham, they beat Chelsea. Only in one of those games did they concede more than one goal. That was against Tottenham. They were 2-0 down at half-time in that game. You should not be getting City at 4-9. They're grinding through the gears here, and they're starting to speed through. And I know that you disagree with this pick.
I don't. I put the sort of grimace face when you mentioned it in the messenger chat, but reflecting on it and them being the home team and the fact the price is 4-9, there's actually plenty of value in there. I think it's not just a banker.
This is my first season in ages I've ever found you get odds like on teams like City and Bayern. You never get odds on them.
Yeah,
but they've given them this season.
They have. They've started to do like this was 1-6 or 1-5 or things like that. But it's because the quality of the Premier League and the quality of the Bundesliga this year has been more varied. I know Arsenal and City are out on top, but really anyone could, like, they drew in Notts Forest a couple of weeks ago. But it's a different game. Yeah. It's Newcastle are going to try and attack them. Nottingham Forest just sat in. Newcastle have the players to beat City. But they're not going to do it in instance.
You bet on Man City 2 years ago if Newcastle in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Like you said, it'd be 1-6, 1-7. You just get nothing.
Yeah, I mean, here's one for you, Jerome. 26th of December 2020, Man City, Newcastle, exact same game, 1-8.
Mm. There you go. That's what it is. So, and I found this season more. And like you said, the bookies, they're relenting on just making them such heavy, heavy favourites.
Yeah. So, and you've got them there for 4-9. Jerome, what you got?
So, my pick this week is Nice at home to Auxerre. Nice, they've been in great form in the last five. They're top of the form standings against Auxerre. Auxerre had a good win out last time away from home against Lorient, but we just hope that Nice's form can see them through. They're just a better team, so hopefully they can just power through at a price of 3-5, and that's Friday.
Now that is spicy. Over 3-5, that's a value pick, mate. That's what you're heading into there. That's your in the right section.
Yeah, but we boost it up. We get it banked and boost it up. That's
good, man. Good man. So Andy, what have we got for that treble then?
So, wins for Bayern Munich, Man City and Nice this weekend come out at 2.23-1 on Bet365. And you get a wee 5% bonus in there as well from the accumulator bonus on a treble. And obviously the potential for early payouts too. So, looking pretty good there at over 2-1 for the banker treble. Moving on to the value picks. Now, members of the Patreon will know I could have had a bazillion picks for my value pick this weekend. A lot of extra content in the middle section. But I've plumped to stay in the German Bundesliga, and this game's Saturday at 2:30 p.m. for Union Berlin versus FC Cologne. And the home win here for Union at odds of 10-11 just now just seems a little too big. Plenty of value in there around even money. Union, okay, they'll be keen to get back to winning ways after being dominated by Bayern last weekend and losing their place at the top of the league. But they've had a great season so far. They're in third place just now, 43 points from 22 games. And that's only 3 points behind both Bayern and Dortmund, who currently sit. Cologne, they're 12th in the table, 26 points from 22 games. And they come into this match having lost 2-0 at home to Wolfsburgs and 3-0 away at a pretty poor Stuttgart team, like losing to Stuttgart. Stuttgart only have 3 points, as I mentioned in my banker synopsis. Only 3 points out of their last five matches in the form table. That's where they came from. They came against Cologne. Cologne are no good, right? Union won both of the meetings between these teams in 2022, both by a 1-0 scoreline, but they're definitely an improved side this year. So when they weren't as improved a side, they were still beating Stuttgart. Union are also excellent at-home performers. They haven't lost at home this season. They've played 10 home matches. They've won 7 of them. They've drawn 3. The clubs have met 7 times in the top flight in Germany. Union have won 6 of those. The other was a draw. Like, there's just loads of good stuff here that point to a home win for Union Berlin, and it's just under evens. Great value.
Nice one. I'll take you to the Sierra B. This is my only Sunday game, so it'll be my last game of the weekend. This is Brescia versus Cagliari, and I have been doing this for a while. I'm backing against Brescia here. I'm taking Cagliari at the odds of 13-8 or 17-10, depending on where you back them. So why are we doing this? Let's talk about that briefly. Brescia are terrible. They are the worst team in the Sierra B. They haven't won any of their last seven games. This is the five team form for them sees them losing all five of their games, scoring zero goals and conceding nine. They are in a terrible spot at the moment. Cagliari have been all right. This is just a bet against Brescia more than anything. Cagliari are in eighth at the moment, just outside the automatic kind of promotion race in that. You know, like half of the Italian league gets to play in the Serie A. It's like eight teams are involved in their playoffs. They're in eighth at the moment. I'm backing against Brescia tonight, you know, so I think this price will drop even from Wednesday evening onwards. Cagliari shouldn't be 13-8 here. They've done relatively well when they've played away from home of recent as well. Taking wins. They had a discipline issue. Where they kept getting guys sent off. Let's wrap it, boys. Let's just go out and beat Brescia. They beat them in the reverse fixture earlier on this season, 2-1. That was when Brescia could score a singular goal. So, Cagliari, 13-8, away from home on Sunday. Jerome, round us out.
League One, one of the most informed teams at home, 4-5, Sheffield Wednesday. 3 o'clock Saturday against Peterborough. Peterborough are decent away from home, but just Sheffield Wednesday, they have such firepower. And they lost three games. They've just scored 10 goals. So they're just on fire. They know how to score. If they go behind, they don't panic. They just blast past the team they're playing. So at home, 4-5, I just thought that it's such good value against Peterborough, who they're struggling themselves in the league. Where are they? Well, they're sick, so they're obviously in the promotion shake-up, but Sheffield Wednesday at home, I just think, have too much for them.
Cool.
Ideal. So, that turns a value treble of Union Berlin, Cagliari, and Sheffield Wednesday, combining the three, odds of 8.02-1. So, getting up there. Closer to 10-1 than we were 5-1. So, pretty tasty. On to the outsider picks for this week. This is where we try to find something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think have a decent chance of putting in a good performance and coming out as a winner. I tend to back these rather than as a treble, as a Trixie, so that 2 out of 3 still gives a nice profitable return. My outsider's early, so we'll know the result of mine before the Saturday 3 p.m. games start. I'm in Japan. 6 a.m. on Saturday morning in the J1 League for the Urawa Red Diamonds versus Cerezo Osaka. We're only two games into the new J-League season, and both these teams have started poorer than they would have wanted and poorer than most people would have hoped for. Osaka with an opening day draw and then a loss last weekend at Avispa Fukuoka. But if you followed us last year, you'll know Avispa Fukuoka are just really hard to beat at home. Like they just close games down. And going away from home against them is very different to playing them at home. So not too concerned by their 2-1 loss away in Fukuoka. Urawa have started their 2023 campaign with two straight 2-0 defeats away at Tokyo FC and then last week at Yokohama F Marinos. Compared with last year, I think Osaka have strengthened their team over the off-season, and they should do better than the pretty high up fifth place finish they managed last year. Urawa finished ninth last season, and that's probably where you'd expect to find them again, either that mid-table section or even down into the third quartile. The sides met in the League Cup semi-finals in September 2022. Obviously, there's a Japan break for the winter. The new season has only just started. They play inside the calendar year rather than overlapping. So, reasonably recent meeting in September. After a 1-1 draw in the first leg, Osaka went away from home to Urawa and won 4-0 in the second leg. In fact, the sides played four times over 2022, and Osaka won three of those, and there was one draw. So I think there's there's value in the 23-10 price that you can get for an away from home win for Cerezo Osaka here. They're my outsider for the week.
Okie dokie. Spain, Saturday, 3:15, the average Spanish two-game kickoff time when they play it throughout the weekend. They just chuck on two games then. This is Almeria versus Villarreal in the battle of two teams who get all their points at home. So let's talk about both those teams. So Almeria, to start us off, are fourth in the form table at home. They've taken 22 points from 12. Villarreal, away from home, they're not great. They've taken 12 points from 12 games, but they're actually pretty decent in the league. If you look at both teams, overall, Villarreal are in seventh. They're 1 point behind, or they're tied on points with Rayo Vallecano, but they're goals behind them for getting into the Europa Conference League. Almeria have 25 points. They are 2 points away from the relegation zone, but all of their points come at home. So consider that what I've just said to you there. They have 25 points. 22 of them have come at home. That's how Almeria get games. Now, they beat Barcelona last week at home. They've been really good. Their last five at home have been a 1-0 win against Barcelona, 3-2 loss to Betis. They beat Espanyol 3-1. They drew with Atletico Madrid and they lost to Real Sociedad. This game, to me, ends up as a draw. And it ends up as a draw because I think Villarreal know how to beat them, but not when they're playing them at home. When this fixture was played last season, so it was a cup game last year because they had to do, because they were in the second division, they lost 8-0 when they played at Villarreal. Now, Almeria in here can keep it tight at home. They get all their points here. They'll be looking at a team like Villarreal and wanting a draw, or a draw at minimum to start with. You know, this is how they stay up, is their home form. They're one of these teams that sit on the counter. They like to keep it tight, and tight favours a draw in this position. Last two meetings at Almeria, which admittedly were 2018, 2015, both draws. So they haven't been in the same leagues together since then. But yeah, they just know how to keep it tight at the moment. Yeah, so I really fancy this game to end up as a draw. Bookies want a Villarreal win here, which I think is a little bit mental. They think it's going to be just over even money at value there. I don't see it really being value for them. I think Almeria have enough to keep themselves in the game and get a draw out of this. So 5-2. Jerome, how do you round out the picks?
So my grenade, which will definitely boost up the sheet for the outsider treble, it is, so you're going to think I'm mental here,
right,
but it is Blackpool at home to the most informed team in England, Burnley, 5-1 at home.
Right? Why?
Yeah. Because they got Mick McCarthy in. He knows what he's doing. Like Burnley, they're in the championship for you can't win every game in the championship. There has to be a slip-up in this crap, cold seaside town, Blackpool. It's going to be the undoing of Burnley this weekend.
You heard it here first.
Burnley are, in their last five games, they're unbeaten at home. They've beaten Stoke, beaten Nottingham Forest in the FA Cup. They're just a good team at home in the past five games. So we hope it continues this game. Early payout, 2-0.
That's Blackpool's home record, because I was reading something today. Burnley's home record is apparently they've not been beaten at home in the championship since David Cameron was the Prime Minister.
Jesus.
So just as well as they're away from home here.
yes.
By Blackpool. Yeah, that certainly boosts the odds. So just to give you an idea, I'll take this as a Trixie, but just to give you an idea of the scale of these picks, if you were to combine them as a treble, 68.3-1. With a 5% bonus taken at over 7-1. That's yeah.
I mean, Jerome's doing the right heavy lifting there, to be honest.
Go home.
Out of these three. But yeah, let's see it come in.
On to the strange charity picks. Happened. Yeah, they have. I mean, you've already hit an enormous outsider win earlier. Was it Sheffield Wednesday, Newcastle?
Sheffield Wednesday, Newcastle. It was like 7.5-1.
Yeah, it was over 7-1. So 5-1 should be no bother. On to the charity picks. We were successful last week. £65 went to charity as a result of our £10 treble. Let's try and do it again this week. I am getting in nice and early with a pick on Saturday morning, 4 a.m. So I am in the Japanese J1 League, the top flight of Japanese football, for Kawasaki Frontale versus Shonan Bellmare. Kawasaki have started their season with one win and one loss. They were both 2-1 scorelines and both against very tough opposition. So Kawasaki finished second in the table last year. That title race went right down to the final day and they were unsuccessful. But they had to play last season's champions Yokohama F Marinos on opening day and last season's fourth placed finishers Kashima Antlers so far. So that's how they've opened the J-League. Really difficult. This home game against Shonan, much easier task. Shonan came flying out the blocks on opening day. They crushed Sagan Tosu 5-1, but then followed that up with an absolute garbage 2-each home draw against relegation favourites Yokohama FC last weekend. And if you follow us on Facebook, you'll have seen the clip of the own goal that Yokohama gifted Shonan to allow them to get a point there. So they should have lost that game if it hadn't been for that absolutely bizarre own goal. Kawasaki rightly have title aspirations this season. Shonan will just be glad not to get embroiled in a relegation battle. So Kawasaki should look, they'll be looking to put down an early marker this season, show everyone that they really mean business. Very difficult to do that with the really hard opening two games they've got. So now is the chance to do that at home against a very mediocre Shonan team. 3-4 for a Kawasaki win. It's a cracking price.
Okie dokie. I'll take us to France, League 2. This is on Saturday at 6 o'clock with two of the easiest to pronounce teams in the French second division, thankfully. This is Le Havre versus Laval. And I really fancy Le Havre to win this game. You'll get them at the odds of 2-3, 7-10 to do so.
4-6.
2-3, yeah. So Le Havre are the form team. Le Havre are the best team in the league thus far, not the form team. They have taken 52 points from 25 games. They are 7 points clear of their competition in second to our Bordeaux. They play against a Laval team who have 31 points and sit in 14th. So they're pretty far down a 20-team league. Le Havre are the best home team in the league, taking 28 points from their 12 games. Their last five home games have been a 1-0 win against Niort, a draw against Paris FC, and three wins prior to that. They've won the last three meetings of these teams when they've played them at home. So that was 2019, 2017, and 2016, all winning the games 2-0. So quite easy to remember that one. They're just the best team in this league. As I said earlier on this season, you don't often get a French... You often gets really tight at the top in all these leagues because it's much like the English Championship and things. A team doesn't tend to run away with it. Le Havre have this season and they look real favourites to go up into Ligue 1. You'll get them at 2-3 to do so, 4-6, depending on how you like to describe your odds. So, Jerome, actually rounding us out with a charity pick to finish us off. Where are we? What are we doing?
I've given Middlesbrough in the Championship a chance to redeem themselves. Last week, they let me down in the outsider. But they're home, last five games, they've won at home in the Championship. Reading, last five games in the Championship, lost all five. 5-11, just the meeting of the greatness against useless. So I just feel like that perfect for me to round off the charity treble.
Brilliant. So, that sounds really good.
Yeah, that should be a pretty secure charity bet. Pretty hopeful getting that one in. All odds on. So wins for Kawasaki Frontale, Le Havre and Middlesbrough work out at 3.22-1. So hopefully next week we'll have £42 winging its way to charity. Jerome, Gordo, thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you, as always, to everyone for listening. We do have a Facebook group. Come along and join the conversation in there. We've got 250-odd members talking about the podcast picks and picks they like themselves for the weekend. You can also give something back to the podcast, support us, become a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon for £6 a month. So patreon.com/trampledbet. Just to say a special thanks to our new patrons, Mike, Hunter and Bruce, that have joined us recently. Hope you're enjoying the extra content in there. I've got 7 picks in the middle of this week's show that you'll find on Patreon. So hopefully there's some good ones in there too. Yeah, that's it. I will say we've got great Cheltenham coverage coming up. That starts on the 14th of March. So myself and Dave Greenfield in particular, really looking forward and getting excited to that. And there'll be a lot of good content in the Patreon there too. So if you've ever thought of becoming a member, now is the time. March is the month. Thanks to everyone for listening.
And if anyone didn't know, you might be doing the same thing you did last year with the Cheltenham. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so that's we'll do the tote place pot every day. We'll get a little syndicate in the go of Trample Bet members and get polls up on the Facebook group that we can all vote for who we think might place in a race, and then communally pool our resources to try and land big on the tote place pot. Really good fun. So keep an eye out for that as well, guys. And Jerome, me and Gordon will certainly be taking part, and Dave as well, and a whole load of many more. So it's been really fun. We've flown through it this week. Thank you, Gordo. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you to everyone for listening. Good luck this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.